Here's the closing bell brief for Friday, February 26th. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks ended a down week with mixed results Friday. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 469 points to 30,932. The Nasdaq Composite rose 72 points. The S&P 500 lost 18. Each of the indexes suffered sharp drops for the week as the rapid rise in bond yields tempered investor enthusiasm. Technology stocks were the hardest hit, with the Nasdaq losing nearly 5% this week. All three indexes were higher for the month of February. Higher yields have also fueled fears of a pickup in inflation, prompting concern that the Federal Reserve may increase interest rates sooner than previously anticipated. Rising interest rates could boost borrowing costs and weigh on economic growth. Meanwhile, scientists for the Food and Drug Administration said Friday that Johnson & Johnson's single-dose COVID-19 vaccine was effective across demographic groups in a late-stage study. The scientists' testimony to a medical review board comes ahead of an FDA decision on authorizing J&J's vaccine. The FDA's ruling is expected on Saturday. Over the objections of businesses, the Biden administration plans to allow a sweeping Trump-era rule aimed at combating Chinese technology threats to take effect next month. The rule would allow the Commerce Department to ban technology-related business transactions that it determines pose a national security threat. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.